I'm Marty Moscow-Wayne. Welcome to Radio Times. Students here in the Delaware Valley and across the country are staging a walkout as I speak to protest the school shooting in Florida and demand the government do more to protect the public from gun violence. The 17-minute walkout is to commemorate the 17 people who died a month ago on February 14th when a former student at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School opened fire with an assault rifle. WHYY has reporters stationed at local schools here in Philadelphia, in Pensacola, New Jersey, in Ardmore and Delaware, and we will check in with them in just a few minutes. Let's begin with some local students who spoke with WHYY's Dana DeFilippo about guns and their lives, and they are Courtney Phillips Ricketts, who's a freshman at Mastery Charter School in West Philadelphia, Ella Burrows, a senior at Science Leadership Academy in Center City, Philadelphia, Essie Gessenu, a sophomore also at Mastery Charter School, Alessandra Gutierrez at Lawrence High School in New Jersey, a junior there, and Bryce Jordan Thompson, a freshman at Mastery Charter School.
It was when I was around 12. So my dad got pulled over, and then the cops were asking, is there a firearm in the car? My dad said yes, because the firearm was in the glove compartment, and I was sitting in the passenger seat. So then he told me to grab the gun, unload it, and then show it to the police officer. Okay. Yeah, my dad told me how to unload a gun. After that, the cops, they pulled out their guns because they thought he was going to shoot them. And then he told them that the gun was unloaded because he had his hands up with the gun in his hand. And then while the cops were pointing a gun at him, he dropped his gun. And then the cops put the gun back in the holster. And then my dad said, the gun is unloaded, you can check it. They checked the gun, got back in the car. Then after my dad got back in the car, they gave him back the gun, and then he put the gun right beneath him.
Someone that I knew in middle school had actually been involved in a shooting of a young girl. It was someone around the same age as them, but there was no like connection between them. The young girl just happened to be there at the wrong time, at the wrong place, and ended up getting shot. It was an accident, but it was because of a fight between two groups of people. He's out of jail now.
So it wasn't fatal? Like, it wasn't, she didn't die?
She did.
I go home the other day. My mom said, why did your teacher call me? And I was telling her, oh, this teacher doesn't like me. And I was just saying stuff of that sort. Now, if that was actually true and the teacher didn't like you and you were being defiant towards that teacher and that teacher had enough, that teacher would actually pull out the gun and shoot you with it. And that's not going to solve any problems.
I think we just need to have, like, when people purchase guns, it needs to be stricter and they need to really focus on the background checks. I don't believe teachers should have guns. It would make school feel like an unsafe place. Personally, I would not want to go to school if my teachers were armed. Metal detectors would be nice, but it's like not really realistic.
I feel like the answer to this epidemic is maybe like skill building and like community building, like more community meetings, more uplifting each other. I think it all comes down to like an emotional thing. You know, we shouldn't take the trips that we do as students. We should talk to each other. We should offer like better therapy sessions. They should offer home therapy sessions. They should, you know, make sure that student that's showing some sort of mental issue, he or she gets the help that they deserve, so this issue can be avoided in the future and that person can go home happy, you know, and not sad or depressed or whatever, however Nicholas Cruz felt.
Nicholas Cruz has been charged in the mass shooting and is facing the death penalty. Let me talk to Avi Wolfman-Arendt. He's an education reporter here at WHYY, and he's at Freire Charter High School in Center City, Philadelphia, or at least he's with the students at that school. Where are you, Avi?
Hey, Marty. I'm actually at Rittenhouse Square right here in Center City. The students marched over here from their high school about 15 minutes ago, and right now they're passing on poster boards and using chalk to write the name of loved ones who are victims of gun violence who they knew personally. So that's the scene right now. People are sort of milling around and using chalk and talking about their own personal experiences with gun violence.
And how many names have they written in chalk on the sidewalk?
Well, I'm trying to look from a high vantage point. I've had dozens, maybe 100. It looks like most students are participating in some form, and it's all over the square.
Tell us about this high school. It's in Center City, Philadelphia, Charter High School. And what was the thinking that came up with what they are doing, which is essentially going over to Rittenhouse Square, which is in Center City, Philadelphia, and making a statement there? Whose idea was that?
I think it was in coordination. It was the staff and the students together. This is something that the high school is sanctioning. This is not sort of a wildcat protest by the students. This is something that the administration helped to plan. I think the point of it, as it was put to me, is that while there's certainly sympathy here from these students for what happened in Parkland and other mass shootings, that for a lot of them, gun violence is a daily struggle and a daily challenge, and they feel that a lot of times that sort of routine gun violence goes overlooked or unnoticed. So there's a lot about sort of centering the gun violence debate on the types of struggles that students in Philadelphia are exposed to. And just to give you an idea, this is a charter high school in Center City, but the students come from all over the city. It's open admission. And about 95% of students are African-American, majority low income. So a lot of them come from communities that are deeply, deeply impacted by gun violence, again, on that routine, everyday basis.
And how many students are part of this walkout?
It's the whole school. So you're talking 500, 600 kids. There might be some students who aren't here today, but it's everybody at the high school level. They have a middle school as well, but this is a high school student, so 9th through 12th grade.
And I'm curious about the response as they're in Center City, Philadelphia, a very busy part of the city. What is the response, Avi, of people that are watching them walk by, or maybe even people who are in Rittenhouse Square?
Well, we've seen a couple people come with signs of support and solidarity. Most people, I see a woman here is holding a Black Lives Matter sign who must have known the protest was going to be here. For the most part, though, people are just sort of going around their daily business, walking past. It's not a particularly loud, boisterous event, and mostly people just sort of writing and reflecting. And, of course, you've got teenagers off to the side chatting and grouping around, too, which is sort of natural when you get a lot of high schoolers in one place together.
And do these students see this as an opportunity to talk more directly about what gun violence means in their lives?
Yeah, I think so, Modi. And, I was in an English class yesterday. They had sort of lessons all week about this topic to get the students ready. And it was really interesting. There was, again, students being careful to say we have sympathy for the victims of these mass shootings, but it just feels like when it happens in a wealthier, whiter place, it gets all the attention. When it happens to us, it's hard to get people to care. And so there's sort of an undercurrent of resentment or maybe a little bit of redirection in this entire event here. And I think they're going to be different at different schools. But, there are people with signs that say, we matter too. And I think that's sort of the message that you get from the students here at the area.
Do they have, Avi, we're going to say goodbye to you in about 30 seconds or so. Are there plans to do something after this walkout?
No formal plans that I know of. I'm sure the conversation will continue, though. There's certainly some students who've been engaged in this topic, as you can tell. I've never done anything like this before. They're fumbling around with the microphone, the bullhorn. Presumably they'll be more engaged and activated going forward.
And you see teachers, the principal, the administration from the school, they're there as well?
They're all here. It's just sort of, again, sanctioned and approved. This is not a adversarial type of event.
Well, Avi, thanks for joining us today on Radio Times.
Thanks for having me, Marty.
You're welcome. And he's an education reporter here at WHYY, Avi Wolfman Arendt. And joining us now is Joe Hernandez, New Jersey reporter for WHYY. And he's at Pennsauken High School. That's across the river here from Philadelphia near Camden, New Jersey. Joe, set the scene for us. What's happening at this high school?
Hey, Marty. So this high school is about 1,200 students strong. About half of them are participating in the program today. And, like Avi's school, this was done in conjunction with the administration, teachers, guidance counselors helped students organize today's walkout. But it's not just a walkout. Right now they're in the auditorium, about 600 students, for a kind of assembly, a program before the walkout. the students of the group that organized this, Students Against Destructive Decisions, just read the names of the 17 victims of the Parkland shooting last month. Now student leaders are speaking. I'm told one student is going to sing Imagine by John Lennon. And then the teachers here are going to talk to students about an app that they can use to get in touch with their elected representatives. Many of them are 18 now or turning 18, so they'll be voting this year. And to get in touch with their elected representatives, chat with them, tell them about the issues they care about, and hope to affect some change in that way.
Joe, you said about half of the students are participating in this assembly. What are the other half doing?
I think they're in class. I did ask whether any of them are, you know, in opposition to this movement, anything like that, any students who, you know, were critical of the assembly today. And I was told by school administrators that many of the students just didn't feel like participating. But they're holding class today, so they'll be in class. And then these students who are participating will go back to class after.
And is there going to be an actual walkout, or is it this more a coordinated assembly at Pennsauken High School?
It's both. After the assembly, they're going to walk outside into the courtyard, which is right nearby. So it's kind of a more controlled walkout from the administration's perspective. They wanted to make sure that any student protest was permitted to happen, but was done in a safe way. So they kind of took the lead in organizing it as well.
Avi was telling us about the students who go to Freire Charter High School in Philadelphia, that many of them have a more personal experience, a more day-to-day experience with guns. How about the students in Pennsauken? Do they have a particular experience with guns and gun violence?
I spoke to a few, and they didn't say exactly that it was like those students at Freire, but they all felt, I mean, they're all on Twitter. They're all really connected to the world and to current events. They all felt like they were seeing shootings at schools that looked just like theirs. I mean, this is kind of a classic-looking old high school. It's got wooden doors, blue lockers, you know, like tile floors and everything like that. I mean, they were seeing in the news schools that looked just like Pennsauken High School, and that's why they got involved. So they do feel a personal connection, but I don't think in the same way.
And do they have plans for something after today? It's the same question I asked Avi.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, the students that I spoke with, who were some of the student leaders who helped organize this, say they intend to keep at it. One of the girls I spoke with is going off to college next year. She said she wants to major in forensic psychology to figure out why people commit crimes, because she's been so affected by these school shootings. But as far as events organized with the school, not that I know of.
Joe, any final thoughts before we say goodbye to you?
I mean, I would end with a final thought that a student gave me, which was that in the media, these kids are often framed as kids, as that their voices don't matter as much. They can't vote. They can't participate. But she pointed out to me that a lot of them are 18. A lot of them are voting this year. And so she hopes that, you know, politicians perk up a little bit today, listen to what they have to say, and know that, you know, these are going to be their constituents in just a few months.
That's Joe Hernandez, WHYY reporter, covering the walkout at Pennsauken High School. Joe, thanks so much.
Thanks, Marty.
And you can stay with WHYY throughout the day for more reports about and from the student walkout. We'll be talking about the 18th Congressional District after this short break. We'll be right back.